one is our voice riding high with him, heading for Panama, Nicaragua, Grenada, now breathing vampire blood mixed with rat semen as he speeds toward Cuba, atomic enema devil, creator of AIDS. Creator of AIDS, square hooligan with an orange S. Where is our why? Our collection of questions that sizzle like beautiful black cartoon bombs. But no one laughs at cartoons. They are like us who we are, carriers, holders, receptacles, vessels, tools, flat money copping scribbles. Are you cripple? Are you the people? Does your church have a joke? It tells a long, interesting payment of a story. Their myth is welcome as green hills of public school Mexico. That it was money, the articulate stuffing, and lives, the history of flashes and gasps, sudden shut metal doors, and bullets whacking into the walls. I'd like to end this with this poem called Today. And this poem from Malcolm, and I realize what the old folks were talking about spirit. That you can evoke the spirit. Like, all we have to do to bring Malcolm here is to say, Malcolm! And he appears. His spirit is here. So I want you to, when I'm reading this poem here, which is about Malcolm, I want you to beat on something. I mean soft, but beat on something. And make it insistent. Like, you know those drums, like something that's beating, that won't stop? Beat like it was you coming back from the dead, you know what I mean? And like you was coming to get him, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? You know that beat? You know how it's gonna be when suddenly they look up, Bush and the rest look up and there you be, coming to get him? That's the beat I want. There you go. Today, Malcolm is in us like that first ancestor. The signifying monkey agitating from a tree. He said, you in a jungle, a money jungle, Duke funked. Malcolm gave us back to ourselves. Who are we, he asked. Malcolm gave Africa back to us, our humanity back to us, our courage with our blood, that hawkness in us, Osiris and Iris. Oh, creators of human beings and civilization, do you not see you are called upon again? Again to raise up off all fours? That this is not even a place fit for human love? That slavery is neither scientific nor holy, and its swollen owners, pig gods, we bow down to, heavy with ignorant grinning? What world? Whose world is this? Whose art? Humans living like animals, subject to the animal king. Malcolm beats in us like the heart he gave us. He makes us stand up straight like the courage he left us. In that last gesture of will, brothers and sisters, he said to unleash the bullet shower. And he was dead to kill us. And we are dead till he lives. Malcolm is in us now. He left the outside to live on the inside. He speaks to me often. He speaks to us all. Self-determination, he says. Self-respect, he cries. Yeah. Self-defense, he calls. And we are not with him. And our enemies kill him. We must be Malcolm. All. Malcolm, bone and brain. Because he is in us now. Like our memory of death. Like our will to be ourselves. Like our future of freedom. Malcolm speaks to us now. He is that self-determining idea that will never die. If we live, So will Malcolm. So we call him and he speaks to us. He is the angry sky, the burning wind, the quiet, knowledgeable rain upon our slave-hurt lives. We call Malcolm's name to remember ourselves, to be what we must be and will be, if we will, if we will. Malcolm! Thank you.